Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Laplan. I'm delighted to be joined by the Grapple Arcade's Mark Fox. How are you doing, Stephen, Mark?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's everything going at the Grapple Arcade?
Splendid. Growing rapidly at the moment. We've got a lot of things planned over the next few months. A lot of the merchandise due out soon. Another beer due out soon.
Wow.
Bits and bobs, yeah, man. All good.
And we're delighted to be joined by Jason, who is here to discuss For the Love of Wrestling, the events happening in Liverpool.
Hi there, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, huge thanks for joining us this evening. So as I said, Jason's here to discuss the upcoming For the Love of Wrestling event, which is held on the 27th, 28th of April, 2019, at the Exhibition Centre in Liverpool.
That's right.
So before we get into discussing the events, can I just ask how long you've been a wrestling fan?
Actually for me it was since WrestleMania 6.
Wow.
So started watching, I think it's Wrestling Challenge and Superstars of Wrestling when we got Sky, with the old Sky box with 15 channels.
Yeah.
And I remember watching, it wasn't the matches so much thing that got me, it was the promos. And I recognised Hulk Hogan, obviously I know it would have been from Rocky 3. And that was me hooked. And it seemed though at the same time, so with all the kids at school, and everyone was either a Warrior fan or a Hogan fan. You know, for me it was always Hogan. But yeah, from then on, big fan up until I got a bit too cool for it when I was a teenager.
And then
for 5 or 6 years. And then in my early 20s, I decided that it was cool, in fact. And picked it back up again and have been a fan of different levels ever since.
Yeah, a very similar story to me. I started around WrestleMania 8, I think. Was it? Well, Rumble 92, I think, was my first event. But, yeah, I stopped watching when I was 17, so I got into girls and rock and roll and beer.
Yeah.
it was when my son started liking it, when he was about 5 or 6, I got back into it, so around 2011.
That's exactly what the wrestlers at that time were into as well.
Yeah.
So, hand in hand, isn't it? Same at this end as well. I think, 1991, we got a sketchy Sky dish that picked up lots of random channels that wasn't Sky at the time. It was pre-Sky by about a year or so. the same thing. Managed to pick up a signal to get Wrestling Challenge at the time. And All-American Wrestling, I believe, as well, was one of the things on that. Amazing times.
You mentioned Hulk Hogan, who was some of your other favourite wrestlers growing up.
Someone I met, Jason Nate Roberts.
Oh, he was, yeah.
Yeah, I was working as an events manager at a university, and I randomly got the email address of a lady called Val, who was his partner at the time, lived in the UK, and got in touch with him and booked him for a student event. And lots of stories there. He really wasn't well.
No.
Him in a service station, and he kind of, you know, really bad hip at the time, massive guy. And wanted to go to a motel to chat about the booking. So yeah, we told some great stories. He did drugs.
Wow.
It was a bit of a crazy time. But he did turn up to the booking. So thankfully met him.
Yeah, he was one of my favourites growing up as well. So.
Yeah, likewise. I think he was my. I think he's in my top 3 or 4 of all time, without a shadow of a doubt.
Well, I hated him for a bit because he got a snake to bite Macho Man, who was my favourite.
I loved him for that. That was amazing.
Macho Man was my favourite at the time, so I didn't like him for that. But
Fair enough.
Macho Man, I think it was the Macho King for me at that time.
Yeah.
And I never quite got it because so I picked up WrestleMania 6. To me, I never saw him as a top guy because I kind of missed the whole mega powers exploding and all that sort of stuff. So. Yeah, no, I was never a macho guy, really.
No, it was just promos and his presence and it's just his character. As a 10-year-old, that just drew me in. And I loved it.
Yeah, it's one of the questions we get asked all the time. You know, book Jake, and but I'm aware because of his he had a kind of an RSPCA conviction when he left.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure he can't travel. So fortunately, I think that's one that. It isn't
going to
happen unless the immigration laws change, which is a bit of a shame, really.
So how did you get involved in event organising?
Done it ever since graduating university.
Yeah.
Worked in different arenas, worked for EMI, for Virgin for some time, worked at the NEC, and now at the venue in Liverpool.
And what was the inspiration behind For the Love of Wrestling?
Well, we run a Comic Con, and it's one of the kind of bigger and better Comic Cons in the country. You know, we're getting 15,000-20,000 people there.
Is that the one that got Sting this year?
Yes, yeah. It is Sting. Yeah. Sting, I mean, we tried to book him for the Love of Wrestling, but he was unavailable on that date. Well, last year on just the Comic Con, we had Edge.
Yeah.
And actually, this is one of the reasons that we wanted to, you know, there's one promoter, one organizer that's doing this totally by himself. You know, I'm obviously speaking for the venue and have a lot of information about the event, but, you know, I don't want to claim any credit. You know, there's one guy and one company doing this, Monopoly Events.
Yeah.
But they said they booked Edge for the Comic Con last year, and he was our busiest guest. So I think, you know, as a sort of businessman in him, thought, hang on a minute, this there could be something in this. And he'd already run some sort of genre-specific events. He'd done a Harry Potter event up in Scotland, and he'd done a Star Wars event in Manchester. So,
wow.
Yeah, you know, we kind of spoke about it a while, and spoke to the guys at the venue as well, and said, I want to do just a wrestling event. I think I can get some big names over. So, yeah, that's what we've done so far. And it's just built and grown from there, you know, from not a single person knowing about it to now where we've done thousands of tickets. Got some of the names, you know, already coming over, and it's another plan is for it to be this massive annual sort of celebration of wrestling.
Thank God for that. That sounds amazing.
Well, I think we always say, I think the event itself is going to be amazing. I think as excited as people are now, you know, we talk about this in ourselves at the venue and with the you know, the promoter and his team. Just imagine when they actually see it, and then when we announce next year. You know, then it's going to be, we're on a different level then, even with the talent that, you know, when they realise how nice the venue is and what a sensational venue it is there in Liverpool and what a, yeah, what else is planned for this show. I think this is just going to grow and grow, which is really exciting.
Well, I hope you don't mind me saying, Jason, I mean, as I mentioned previously before we recorded tonight, I've been lucky enough to travel internationally and go to a few different wrestling themed conventions over the years, including the several in the UK that were specifically wrestling based. And you know, you can probably see where I'm going with this one, where there was a particular company, and I don't mind saying the name actually, called WrestleSlam, who ran three events in total, I believe. And the first one was quite a successful event that we attended as fans, and I believe that they had The Ultimate Warrior on, to name but one of the guys on the day on that event. The second one was still a decent event, but a little bit quieter in terms of names and talents and things, because at the end of the day, you can only book who you can book, obviously. The third one was an absolute shambles, and it, I think four guests out of 16 or 17 name turned up. Four or five guests, sorry, then there was an extra vendor that turned up.
Really?
Lots of promises of this, that and the other. And I think it was just a bit of a shame, and I left it, dare I say, a bit of a bad taste in people's mouths about these kind of events. So I think people are really looking forward to another event taking place and taking that mantle on, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
This one sounds fantastic, really. It really does.
And I imagine there'll be some trepidation from people about this event. You know, is this going to... And we get, you know, messages all the time from the Facebook groups to the venue. Is this real? Is this going to happen? And
yeah.
We can only say just... And that's why, you know, we posted up recently videos of the last Comic-Con and said to people, you know, don't worry. You know, this is an organiser that does Comic-Cons in Scotland, multiple ones in Manchester that's booked... William Shatner, that's booked Dolph Lundgren, that's booked, you know, actors from Stranger Things, David Hasselhoff, you know, another wrestler. This is a, you know, this is a proper organizer who does multiple events. This is one of, you know, a dozen events that they're doing nationally. And yeah, you know, don't worry. This isn't it's not someone, you know, that's what they're to make a few quid or
that's it.
That's why we started putting videos up the wrestlers to say to people, look, these guys are coming. You know, they don't give you a video unless their deposits are paid. Their flights are booked. You know, there's always, because of the age of the guys, there's always a possibility one or two might drop out, but no one yet. You know, so
no.
Far the only thing we had is Kelly shifted from a Saturday to a Sunday. So.
Yeah. Oh, perfect, man. I think everybody I've spoken to so far, and we've had a chat with a lot of people since we were announced to do some gaming events at the Fiddle of a Wrestling event itself. We've had a lot of chat with a lot of people on our radio show and a few different bits and pieces, and everybody, there seems to be a really positive buzz, to be honest. There seems to be a lot of people really looking forward to it.
Brilliant. No, me too. I think
yeah, absolutely.
The world has no idea. the linguistics that I can cut, because I will forever be Rohit Raju, the jaw-jacking Friday Night Impact, and his mother called him the sun because he shines like one, mocha-skinned manimal, representing the Daisy Hit Squad, Daisy Hit Dastehahu, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
So we should go through some of the legends you have at the event. So confirmed, should we start with some headliners? We've got The Undertaker, who's appearing on the Sunday only.
Yep.
That's going to be
amazing. Incredible, really. I mean, it's just a bit incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's sometimes things just fall into place, and, you know, there's been a lot of reports at the moment about The Undertaker now taking bookings. So,
yeah,
you know, it happened at a time when, you know, we got this date booked in, and, you know, the event was already happening at that point. Undertaker decided to do conventions and some of these shows, so it worked out perfectly, and as it happens, you know, we're going to be the first. He has appeared and a few times, you know, you get people commenting on the page, said, oh, he's been over before, and he has, but he's never done a Q&A before, he's never done a convention appearance, he's wrestled over here, so, you know, I think this is pretty exciting, it's pretty special. For me, that's the number one. That was as good a name as we could have, a living name we've ever got from
me. I think it's a perfect announcement. I think it's fair enough for people to say that he's been over here before, but dare I say that maybe when he's been over here before, he's been under contract, so maybe had to play politics a little bit, dare I say, if he was ever asked any questions about what he was going to be doing and blah, blah, blah. Whereas now, he can answer as honestly as he wants to answer about questions on the during the Q&A, which is highly exciting, to say the least, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't got a clue of his contractual status. I'd only say, I know we've got a call with WWE on Monday, and I should say a positive call.
That's great.
I think it might, even if they just had to, you know, to sell some merch and just had a presence, and certainly mm-hmm. that. So, you know, a lot of the guys there are on Legends contracts. So, yeah, I don't know his status at the moment.
Fair enough.
And to be honest, he was booked before any of this stuff, you know, with him kind of changing his social media handles, he was booked before that. You know, he was booked before he even appeared on some of the shows recently. So,
brilliant stuff.
So, were the first people booked Bret Hart and Ric Flair? Because they're the first ones I remember seeing.
Flair was the first name booked. Yeah, right. I mean, that was just the organizer. We talk about this now, you know, with everyone chasing us, and one of the questions we get asked the most on the page, who's the Saturday headliner, and, you know, there's two or three people we've tried to get, there's a few that I know that the promoter is trying to get now, and it might happen, it might not, but we almost made a bit of a rod for our own back, because whilst he wanted to announce a big name from the off to say to people, really get some attention, start, you know, building some interest in the page, by rights, if we hadn't announced Flair, you could have announced Flair tomorrow, and there's your Saturday headliner.
Absolutely, yeah.
The name. As it is, and I get the when people are kind of speculating, they're saying, well, hang on, if there's a headliner over Flair, that can only be one of three or four people.
Yeah.
and in the Sunday, that was the case. You know, and we had a lot of people say, well, it'll never be The Undertaker, that's impossible. And yeah, that obviously, and we knew for a long time that's who it was. And hopefully we'll be able to get another Saturday, hopefully we'll be able to get another big name on Saturday, we'll have to see.
I think that's the thing. I think you hit the nail on the head there, Jason, from a fan's point of view, so to speak. The fact that you've named the likes of Bret Hart, the likes of Flair, the likes of Nash, we'll go into the other names shortly, sorry, but they're all massive names. They're huge, huge names in the world of wrestling, and yet they're your second tier, so to speak, in the eyes of people who have booked tickets. It's incredible.
I know.
They're all headliners.
And there are so many people that do, you know, the right positive comments, and we've had some absolutely lovely ones. You know, people telling us where they're travelling from, why they're exciting, who they're going to meet, and, you know, and that's a fantastic. So I think in general, people are excited about who we have booked, but it's just the nature of social media. People always want more and more, and you get the odd question as soon as you put something out. You know, we'll get people going, well, this is rubbish. I think we put out Marty Jannetty's announcement. I thought, what a brilliant booking.
Marty Jannetty is brilliant.
Well, you get 100 positive comments, and then you get one or two people going, well, I'm underwhelmed. And it's like, well, thank you for your positive comments. You didn't really need to write that on our Facebook page, did you? But, you know, such is the nature of social media these days.
Mate, you could announce Vince McMahon and people would still have something to groan about. That's what some people do, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Yeah.
So I think so far the general consensus of the vast, vast majority are pretty positive, to say the least. So, yeah.
Good. No, I think so too.
So the next two, shall we talk about, changed the industry in 1996 when he jumped from WWF to WCW. So the Outsiders, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. So they're available for tag team opportunities and as well as being individual.
Yeah, and they're going to be they're in a photo and they're going to do the triple with Eric Bischoff. And that's something obviously had to be sort of cleared with them beforehand. And I think they're actually... they've done this before. I'd found it online recently, actually. So, because I was assumed that there was some issues there between them. Actually, there's a few wrestlers there that always crossed my mind. You know, some of these guys actually not get on in real life, including sort of Bischoff and Nash. There's been a few who the WCW went under kind of back and forth. But yeah, no issues at all. More than happy to have a picture taken together. Everyone's very professional.
Am I right in thinking as well you can have the opportunity with Razor and Diesel? Is that right?
Yeah, we're doing that as the Outsiders. So, yeah, you can get that as a double if you want.
Brilliant.
And there's a few more. I mean, I know I mentioned one to you beforehand, which, you know, couldn't be confirmed yet. Hopefully we get it. But there's a few more potential double-ups that we're looking to get as well. I mean, obviously we've got Jimmy Hart now, so, you know, you can put Jimmy Hart with Honky. Maybe some people would want that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a few other kind of double ups that we can look
at. Yeah, you got Virgil and Ted DiBiase, the Mega Bucks.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
Virgil and Ted DiBiase, that's true. That's a good photo.
Indeed.
You've got a couple of other Attitude legends. You've got Christian, Eric Bischoff, and Booker T.
True. Yeah, great names.
Yeah, I know several people are very, very looking forward to meeting Christian.
Weirdly,
not weirdly. That's unfair to watch Christian. I don't mean that in that kind of sense. But you've got the likes of the names like The Undertaker and Bret Hart and Flair. You main eventers, so to speak, on paper. And I have to say, the people I've spoken to so far, Christian is their number one person to meet, which is brilliant.
Yeah, I'm really excited to meet Christian. I mean, so we had Edge last year at the Comic Con, and I was kind of sat with Dirk Benedict, who's based on the A-Team next to him, and
wow.
Spent quite a bit of time chatting to Edge. What an absolutely lovely man. You know,
yeah.
So often when you work these Comic Cons, and you do see some of the guests, you know, with the jet lag, and it's a long day for them, it's a bit tiring, and, you know, sometimes they're not, you know, giddy, kind of giddy with joy, every single person that comes to the desk, unfortunately, but Edge was fantastic from start to finish. You know, what a lovely, lovely man. So I very much imagine Christian would be the same. So yeah, excited to meet him.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think people just have huge fun memories of Christian from the TLC matches, and then he's when he went into the early 2000s, he was probably one of the most underrated wrestlers in the WWF at the time.
Truly is, yeah.
Yeah,
ex-champion too, didn't he? They gave him the belt at one time. So.
Indeed, they did.
Yeah, Booker T is another one. I think he's a bit like Marmite. Some people really
I know where you come from with that.
Yeah,
I think Booker T is in some people's eyes maybe the kind of like he's akin to his own success in the sense that because he's still on TV in a commentary role.
Yeah.
People don't give him the credit or easily forget, should I say, the
he's
fact that he's Harlem Heat. His whole run on the even things like G.I. Bro, whole run following the invasion angle, his whole run with Goldust, everything he's done in the industry has been absolutely fantastic. But because he's still a talking head at the moment on WWE programming, people maybe don't automatically associate him with a old school legend status, if you like. But if they just think for a few seconds, I'm sure it'll click into place, hopefully.
Yeah, he's
one of the top sellers in terms of autograph photographs as well. You know,
I bet he is.
Probably by the time this has been released, has sold out.
Yeah,
he was right at the very dregs, and you know the promoter had another few on there, and you know that's done now. But no, he's definitely selling really well. And actually, I mean, I'm a big fan of Booker T.
Likewise,
King Booker. You know, anyone that kind of reinvents themselves like that. I mean, it was a bit of thick comedy, that accent, but I thought he did it really well. So.
He did.
He was the number one star they brought over from WCW at the time. They built the whole invasion around basically him as the number one guy. So.
And he was, I suppose, the top guy in WCW as it was crashing and burning, maybe. So that counts against him with some people. But you know, when I knew he was a five-time champion, I didn't really watch WCW at the time. But I don't think they were necessarily lengthy reigns, were they? I think that was probably a time when they were sort of chopping and changing the time.
Yeah.
I might be wrong with that, but obviously, while some people maybe aren't a fan, but no, I always thought he was one of the real legends of the industry.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. He's fantastic.
Yeah, and then fans were, of a similar age to us, will love to see these 80s legends. You've got Hacksaw, you've got Million Dollar Man, Honky Tonk Man, Bruce Beefcake, Virgil, Jimmy Hart. It's like, it's just my childhood.
It really is.
No, there's so many. And
there's
Brooklyn Brawler.
Yep.
And we get a few people, you know, there's a few comments every now and then about, you know, Virgil and, you know, even Brooklyn Brawler. But
Brawler's a legend, in my eyes, though.
I think these are guys that have, you know, they've been at WrestleManias, they've been part of big, angles. And, you know, if you don't want a photo or an autograph with someone, then don't, you know, you pay your £20, which I think is insane value. And the fact that not only are you getting all of the exhibitions, all the activities we're going to put on, every single wrestler is going to do a Q&A.
So, wow.
So, you know, you're going to hear from absolutely every single one. Now, I'm fascinated to have, you know, Virgil and Ted DiBiase on stage. People get their chance to ask questions themselves.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's kind of, to my mind, that's like the biggest selling point of the event, the Q&As.
Ted DiBiase, I know he's been over here once or twice as a memorabilia-based collectorabilia events in the past. I've missed out every time he's been over, and I was absolutely gutted that he's one of the top people I've never had a chance to meet yet in general. Virgil equally is excited in the sense that the idea of seeing the two of those guys together is just perfect. It's just, oh man, it's just, as you say, it's just childhood stuff. But Brooklyn Brawler, right, I've got to say that out of everybody that's been mentioned, and when I've discussed this with the other guys, with some of the other Grapple Arcade team, we've discussed it at some of our events with some of the fans who've come over. We actually we've got a license to run the WWE pay-per-views, and we were discussing some of the things at our Royal Rumble event recently with a lot of the people in attendance. Mm. And the one number one question that was asked, and I kid you not, is there any chance Brooklyn Brawler will do his double up as Knuckleball Schwartz for an autograph session? And I thought that was incredible, that people really want to see Abe Knuckleball Schwartz so people can get baseball signed by him. As simple as
that. I'll speak to the promoter, they can ask him. You
know, that'll be amazing.
And I'm sure he'll do it.
I say, of all the people you need to do QAs with, Steve Lombardi's only just stopped working for the WWE, and he's there for like 30-odd years. So if you want to...
For years, I mean, some of the stories he'll have will be incredible.
Oh, they'll be insane, and I think people forget simple things such as, yes, he was a Brooklyn Brawler, but on top of that, he was one of Shawn Michaels' knights during this whole Survivor Series angle thing, you know, one of those. I think he was, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. It was Abe Knuckleball Schwartz. He was doink for a while. He's done it quite a bit. You know,
During the time when he was just, no, I don't like to use the word jobber, but he was working backstage and he just always brought his kit with him just in case somebody didn't show up.
Yeah.
So most of the time when he saw him wrestling, he wasn't meant to be wrestling that night. It's just that the guy didn't turn up. So he just got his dirty t-shirt and his jeans out and went out. And he's a great wrestler. It was his job to make the other people look great. So.
And I think that's a really good point, and something that's quite, and something that I'd be interested to ask him on the Q&A. That sometimes, in wrestling, one of those strange kind of sports forms of entertainment where you can be really, really good at it, and still, because of how your character's booked, you know, you are classified as, you know, we don't like to use the, you know, job or enhancement talent, whatever it's worth, whatever to use. I don't really like either of them, but you know, you're someone that doesn't win very often. Doesn't mean you wasn't actually potentially a really, really good wrestler, and he was able to, you know, put over talent really well. So I think it'd be fascinating. I think he's going to be a brilliant guest. And actually, you see, he sent us a video already, so he's
up for it. As you say, whatever anybody wants to describe him as, he's been part of the company for well over 25 years. You know, it's like there's not many that come close to that.
Yeah, he's got a wrestling school, I'm sure. So I'm sure there's quite a few wrestlers that have come through that as well.
Definitely.
And the fact that fans today know who he is from the late 90s. I can't remember the last time he worked properly. Like, but people still know who he is.
That's right.
So you also have a plenty of women's wrestlers on the show. You've got Emma, Lita, Summer Rae. Am I missing one or two, maybe? But
Kelly Kelly.
Yeah, she's changed on the Sunday, hasn't she? What a list of wrestlers so far. I've got to say, like...
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's amazing, isn't it? When you forget how many there are. We've just saw recently some artwork. They're releasing a new poster soon, and with all the faces on there, and
brilliant.
And it looks when you see them all kind of laid out like that, you're like, wow, this one's good. And the irony is, I mean, I know there's about five or six admins on the Facebook page, and there was a point, months ago, where the organizer was saying, I'm up with 50. And actually, when he really looked at it a bit later, I was like, well, actually, that makes no sense. Because if I do that now, what the hell am I going to do, in future years? It'll be impossible to manage. And it doesn't actually work. They get less time on stage for the Q&A.
Yeah.
People haven't got an infinite amount of money, so people will then have to pick and choose who they can actually, get a photo with or an autograph with. So it makes no sense, So let's save some of these for next year. There'll be a few more to come, but... Yeah, there could have been even more. The amount of wrestlers that either got in touch with us directly, or agents have been in touch, or we've been in touch with their agents is massive. I could probably sit here and list off. I wouldn't do this; it wouldn't be professional. But the names of 30 people behind the scenes that could have been booked and probably will for next. So
I love the fact that you're openly saying the words next year. That is it's music to our ears,
The key thing, I know I was chatting to you guys about this before, I think something that's really important to the organiser is that as soon as this event finishes, the next day, go on sale for next year and announce, two or three good names. If not a headliner, good big names. I mentioned a couple of examples to you guys earlier, and I think we all agree those are
definitely.
Just start with people. We're back, this is going to be an annual event, we want this to be an annual celebration of wrestling, and there's more than enough talent out there to make this can't book Undertaker every year, but there's a lot of big names out there.
If you look at the people who've recently, it looks like Kurt Angle's going to be retiring soon. Kane, maybe.
There's a mile long.
Mark Henry's retired.
Conversations with Kane, I know they've had some conversations with, and all will happen at some point, if not this year, another year, I'm sure.
Perfect.
Kane's quite busy, isn't he, now? I think Glenn Jacobs is mayor, isn't he?
He's Knox County. He's got quite a lot on his hands at the moment.
Yeah, but that'll be a good one. I mean, getting him over with... I think getting him as a kind of a Brothers of Destruction photo would have been great.
That would have been amazing.
Would have been cool, wouldn't it?
Well, if you do get Kane ever in the future, the idea that he can come in as fake Diesel... Come in as
he can come.
He can come in as Kane, and he can come in as the mayor of Knox County.
Oh, corporate Kane as well.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
Right, so do you have to book the autographs and photograph sessions beforehand, or can you book them at the events and pay it on the day, or?
So as long as you can book them on the day, as long as they haven't sold out.
Yeah.
However, we will give, so the queuing system's quite advanced, the same one they use for the Comic-Con, which they say gets 15, 20,000 people through.
Wow.
So they will give priority to people that have booked in advance, and they will give even kind of super priority to anyone that needs it for special needs. So I know we've got a few people who've been in touch, whether it's, people maybe got autism or some reasons that they're really struggling in a crowd, and mm-hmm. In which case, obviously, we'll try and get those guys through first.
Perfect, that's amazing.
People who've, booked in advance, will be before the ones that they're trying to buy at the table.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you can answer this, but I did notice on the website that they have a autograph send-in service for people who can't attend, and I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it's amazing. It came up earlier, people saying, oh, is the Undertaker signing now? And it was a very, very limited autograph sending service, which sold out straight away. Very limited number of items. He can't do autographs for the obvious reason that they take too long.
Yeah.
As soon as someone comes up to a table, they want to smile, shake hands, give them the item. By the time he signs it, hands it back, you know, we've only got them for a limited amount of time, and it just would have meant that, you know, you've got to unfortunately make these guests pay for themselves.
Yeah.
The autograph would have cost so much, it would have been, you know, it just wouldn't have made any sense, unfortunately. So, yeah, it had to be photos. But yeah, there is a send and service, so anyone that can't make it or is going one day and can't go the second day, they can send an item in, and, you know, we get it signed for them and sent back to them. In most cases, you usually get a picture as well of the guest signing it.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Just add everything.
It really is. It's great.
Are you encouraging cosplay, and are there going to be prizes?
Oh, yeah, massively. Well, actually, there's going to be two cosplay competitions. There's going to be one during the day, and there's going to be one at the after party.
Yeah.
We haven't announced that yet, but quite a few people have kind of read through the lines and figured out where it's going to be. If you know Liverpool, there's a fantastic venue that we've got lined up that we use for our Comic Con. And there's going to be a cosplay competition there as well. We're going to have face painters on site, but yeah, the more people that dress up, the better. We want this to be a real fun day, a real celebration. We've got quite a few stag do's in there. I'm not sure we've got any hen parties yet, but we have got some stag do's say they're coming. And
excellent.
It'll be fun. I think it's a stag do, isn't it? So I'm not getting married around that time, but yeah.
Brilliant.
Excellent. So, well, I'm hoping as well, though, Jason, that, you know, on the day, well, both Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be running the Grapple Arcade at the event. So we'll have several different machines, old school machines set up with old school wrestling games. We'll be announcing soon, actually. We tend to do, whenever we do any big events, we tend to ask the general public to do a vote of which games we'll bring to the event. We'll be doing some tournaments and on the day, some competitions with some prizes that will be putting forward. But apart from that, we're obviously, anybody who we know, we want to have our own little sort of session, if you like. So myself and Chris are going to be there alongside Pablo, who's one of my other Grapple Arcade guys. He's going to be there on one of the days when Chris can't be there. But likewise, yourself, hopefully you'll be able to come along. We'll have a three-way dance or something along those lines.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Oh, if you could get like, what's it? I can't trying to think of a game they're both on. Was it Royal Rumble? Ric Flair and Bret Hart are both on.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a go at it as well. That'd be fun. I'm sure some of them will.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing this year. I mean, we'll be bringing probably a Nintendo 64 with No Mercy. It tends to be the fan favourite. Probably the PS2 with
Here Comes the Pain
on it. Yeah, Here Comes the Pain. Might bring In Your House on the Sega Saturn as well for the sort of mid-90s crowd. There's loads we can bring. There's lots we can bring. So we'll be doing some online polls in the near future that tend to go down quite well and get people voting for what we should take with us. Yeah. But yeah, we'll be there both days, so hopefully there's enough people who would like to have a bit of a blast. And maybe a special appearance from our mascot El Grappel as well. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
No, brilliant. And some of the, I mean, I think we're just starting to announce. So we announced the belt collection is going to be exhibited there.
That looks amazing. Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, Craig, who's got those belts, it's an insane collection. And with a Comic Con, it's quite easy for us to know what sort of content we can put on. There's usually 10 or 15 different exhibits, and there's just so much potential you can put on for a Comic Con. With wrestling, it's a lot more niche. So, you know, we've been working for a long time on, while people are there, you know, as well as the Q&As, as well as the traders, what else can they do? And it's why it's amazing to have you guys on board. It's great to have things like the belts, and we're going to be announcing loads more other kind of activities and fun things for people to do on the day where they can get used to it. One thing I really like, I will say this, is we're going to do an entrance and a promo competition.
Wow.
People can kind of come through the curtain and, you know, hopefully get kind of an indie talent will be in the ring and will be there kind of pointing and shouting at you. And, you know, we'll have to, you know, make sure no one gets too crazy and tries to put them in a headlock.
No milk trucks or anything like that, yeah.
Yes, true. There's going to be loads. So we'll announce all those over the next few days, but I know, you know, you guys, you know, one of the first things to get announced. And I know, is it James from Old School Wrestling put us in touch with you, and we just, it sounded absolutely fantastic what it is you guys do. So, no, we're really excited to have you a part of the event.
Well, appreciate being asked to come along. It's something that we like to do up and down the country at different events. We tend to run at gaming events, big, you know, memorabilia style events for gamers, and we do a lot of after parties for wrestling companies up and down the country. So to be involved with something like this, and I'm sure it'll go well, and hopefully going forward there'll be more opportunities to link up. We're very excited, put it that way, and we're going to promote as much as we can, because I think anybody who who has got at least an inkling of wanting to go to this event should definitely go to this event. There's no two ways about it. There isn't going to be another opportunity for something of this magnitude until, hopefully, you guys put something on similar again next year. Simple as that, really.
Absolutely. And one thing, I mean, we've been absolutely banging on about this on the page, and I do any time I speak to someone about this show, if they are coming, get the hotels booked soon.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
In Liverpool play Burnley that night, that day.
Wow.
It always sells out. You know, the hotels are 100% occupancy. You can still get one in, you know, Birkenhead or Warrington or, you know, St Helens or somewhere further. But, you know, the sooner you book, the cheaper you'll
People check the Wirral out, exactly, yeah. I know the Wirral is quite a few... There's a few hotels still available at the moment.
Yeah,
so.
The brand new hotel just opened up in New Brighton. I think it's either a Holiday Inn or a Premier Inn, one of them. And it's right next to the train station.
So. Well, that's a short hop over. So, yeah. Say to people, you know, get on board with this as soon as possible, because it's already sold thousands of tickets, and as these things get closer and closer, they're getting selling more and more every day. We strongly believe this, you know, this could be a sellout, and this is a massive venue, so... You know, let's get people get themselves organised as soon as possible.
Perfect.
All right. So, where can people find more information about tickets and more information about the event?
They can go to the Facebook page. Got an Instagram as well and a Twitter account. So, any of the social medias that they use, or they can go to the website, which is For the Love of Wrestling. I can't remember if it's .com or .co.uk, but yeah, For the Love of Wrestling. Put both of those in, and one of them will work.
I'll put the links in the description below the interview.
Yeah. So, we've got the poster pinned on our Twitter page at the moment as well, at Grapple Arcade, so it'll take you straight to the ticket page and things like that as well. So it's there. It's really accessible if anybody wants to know about it. You can get it in all manner of ways.
Good stuff. And the Facebook page is, you know, where we're kind of updating things regularly. So anytime we've got something new to announce. I think we're not done yet. There'll be another guest or two to come.
Wow.
Some good fun ones, so... people just keep their eye on that page and like the page if they can, and then they'll get the notifications.
Indeed.
All right, so I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again, and good luck with the love of wrestling. So.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, we'll see you there, man.
Yeah, can't wait. Really excited.